Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the semi-finals of the Gong in 60 Seconds Challenge on Radio Islam International. 29 days of the month of Ramadan. Every evening, three participants, with each participant going through to a weekly finals, all of them coming together in a weekly finals, four weekly finals, and here we are this evening, four participants going head to head to decide who will be going through to the finals tomorrow evening, inshallah, and who will ultimately be flying off for an AB Dauji educational tour. So, we have four participants this evening that will be going at each other to see who will ultimately go through, inshallah. Four, Taiba Wadiwala, Muhammad Ilyas, Farooq Muhammad and Yumna Patel. The four of them will be joining us shortly on the program, inshallah. It's really, really exciting to see that we've come to this point, alhamdulillah, the culmination of 30 days. Mulana Suhaib and Mulana Kara, we're here every evening with you, with the participants, quizzing them, asking them various questions, and here we are at the culmination of it. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mufti Musajih?
Alhamdulillah, yourself, Mulana.
Alhamdulillah, I'm also well. Listeners might be thinking, where's Mulana Kara? Did we kick him out or what? Maybe you can just mention the reason why Mulana Kara is not with us this evening.
Gee, Mulana's auntie passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her maghfirat and jannatul firdaus. It has been quite an eventful month for Mulana. Lots of different challenges that came his way. May Allah make it easy for him and the family.
Yes, in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, his brother was shot, and after that his father was hospitalized. Now his auntie passing away, all this in just in 1 month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. So listeners might be thinking, maybe we kicked Mulana Kara out of the show or something like this. No, he's gone for janazah salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the family, inshallah.
Well, 30 days, three participants every evening. Most of the nights you were here listening to it, and now we have them all coming against each other. When you listen to them in the evenings, you know, some do well, some do not so well. Are you able to pick up that this is potentially someone that would go all the way?
To answer your question, it's not so easy to see who will be able to do well and who will be coming to the finals. The reason being that some people are good at proverbs while others are good at Islamiyat questions, while others are good at taking chances also. So you cannot pinpoint and say that this is a candidate for the finals. Most of the time also the luck that is with you, that also plays an important role in reaching the finals and help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can never say maybe we had much more people that were more talented at that, and at that day maybe the questions were a little bit tricky for them, and there were other days that when the questions were a little bit easier. So it's all got to do with, I believe, taqdeer and that. So you can't pinpoint at one particular participant and say these are the finalist material.
Yes, a number of factors that do count, the questions as well as you know, the sequence of the questions. Yeah, we will be joined shortly by our participants, and inshallah then we'll take them through the format of how the quiz will run for the evening, inshallah. When we come back, we'll have them on, inshallah, and inshallah then we'll take you through the format for this evening. We do have our four participants with us on the lines this evening. We welcome the first participant to the program, Taiba Wadiwala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Taiba.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, all well. Are you ready for the quiz?
Chi.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, you stay on the line, and once we have all on, we'll take you through the format, inshallah.
See, week two winners we had, week two winner, Mulana Buftisa, we had was Muhammad Ilyas, if I'm not mistaken, from Centurion. Muhammad Ilyas, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Muhammad Ilyas?
Alhamdulillah, Mulana.
Should we put a label there? Is it Mulana Muhammad Ilyas or just Muhammad Ilyas or Dr. Muhammad Ilyas?
No, Muhammad Ilyas.
Muhammad Ilyas, mashallah. And is it correct you're from Centurion?
Ji, that's correct.
Okay, are you ready?
Ji, inshallah.
Inshallah. Third participant, Mulana?
Then from week three, we have Farooq Muhammad. Farooq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this evening?
Shukran, Mulana, under circumstances.
Alhamdulillah. You enjoyed the light rain that came on Lanesia this evening?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And finally, from week 4, we had Yumna Patel. Yumna, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The line is not clear. Let's try and get you on a better line. But let's see, Yumna, can we ask loud and clear? Okay, your line is not clear. We're going to ask our engineer brother to fail to get you on a better and decent line. In the meantime, Hamolana, just to mention with regards to the sighting of the moon, what's your take? Many people were expecting that the moon will not be sighted due to the age of the moon, but once again, it's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a way, many people will say, at least you can have Eid on Saturday, at least one more extra day, but others say, let's get over with it. What's your take, Mufti?
You know, last year, I had to decide whether I was going to book my ticket because I didn't want to spend the entire day of Eid here. And, Mulan, you know that I gave the talk at the Eidgah. And at that time, I was, asking everyone that will the moon be sighted, won't it be sighted? And people were giving different opinions. Most were saying, no, it won't be sighted. And as a result, it was on a Monday. And I booked my ticket for Tuesday morning, thinking that it won't be sighted. However, you know, the bayan, I had to keep it ready just in case it gets sighted for the worst case scenario. And this time around, it wasn't such of a story considering that I had already planned to make Eidia. So you never know, you know. The fact of the matter is that all these calculations aside, earlier today, teacher Ahmad Said Mullah was here and he said that there are 10 factors. And if we have time later on, we'll just go very quickly through that. So there are various possibilities, the various angles and all of that. So there's a number of things to consider, so Allah knows best.
Yes, my engineer indicates to me that we have Yumna back on the line. Yumna, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Gee, that's much better. Jazakallah. Where are you from, Yumna?
From Mayfair.
Mayfair, Jazakallah. So these are our four participants. They will be competing with one another. Just to remind our listeners, this is the semi-finals. From this four, just two will be competing tomorrow once again. And the prizes, Mufti Sab, you can enlighten us with regards to the prizes, what they will be walking away with.
Yes, so the two who will proceed from this evening's quiz, inshallah, will compete tomorrow evening. And the one will be flying off for an AB Dalji trip, and the other one will receive 5,000 rand, inshallah. The sequence for this evening, a number or 10 questions will be posed to each participant. Each one will be posed first question, and then we'll move on to the second question, third question. Three questions from Radio Islam programming, three from general knowledge, and four on Islamic knowledge. And the programming questions will consist of audio clips. The participants are to identify the voices. Well, that's an interesting one, you know, for them to identify the voices. And they will be given 7 seconds to identify the voice. A participant may request to have a question repeated. However, the clock will be started, and that will be taken from your 7 seconds. The two contestants with the most points will proceed to the finals. And the finals will have the same format as the semifinals. In an event that there's a tie at the end of the quiz this evening, then a sudden death question will be posed to the participants with equal points. And the one who gets the sudden death question correct or closest to the correct answer will then proceed. Very important, the moderator's decision is final. And you're the moderator for this evening, inshallah. So your decision is final, inshallah.
You put me on a burning seat, hot seat, Mawlana Mufti Musaji.
That'll make it easy and inspire us to do the correct thing, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay, so we're going to start with Taiba. Taiba, are you ready? In the first round, there's going to be a clip that is going to be aired now. And you've got to identify the voice of the person in the clip. As the clip ends, your clock will start ticking. So we're going to get our engineer to play the clip. And as the clip ends, the clock will start ticking. You've got to say which presenter this is on Radio Islam. Got it?
Sure.
Okay, the clip is about 5 seconds long. Ateba, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, was a great friend of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sister Zinat.
Okay. Okay, so we have 1 point already.
She is starting on a good note. Mashallah, the contestant number one, Taiba Wadiwala, getting the first one correct. Let's move on to contestant number two, Muhammad Ilyas. Are you ready?
Ji, Maulana.
Is the line clear?
Ji.
Do you have any questions before we play the clip for you?
No, Jazakumullah.
Okay, Muftisa, what's the duration of this next clip?
Yeah, the first round, all the clips are 5 seconds.
Okay, so are we going to play for you? I'm just going to indicate to our engineer as soon as he plays it. Thereafter, you will have 7 seconds to respond, okay?
Inshallah.
To fail?
The recompense of those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do mischief in the land.
Give Sister Mara.
MashaAllah, that is correct also. Muhammad Ilyas, you also receive 1 point.
Okay, MashaAllah. We move on to back to Indonesia with Brother Farooq. Brother Farooq, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are you ready for us?
MashaAllah.
Okay, the clip goes.
Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala says, when my servant asks of me concerning me, I tell him I'm close to them.
Ummi Abdullah.
Okay. MashaAllah. It's going tight. Mala, over to you.
Gee, that is correct, Farooq. You also receive 1 more point. Let's go to our fourth and final competitor. That is Yumna Patel. Yumna, is the line clear? Are you ready?
Gee.
Okay, to fail, you can play the clip.
And a blessed tree. And what is this blessed tree, Allah tells us? Zaytuna.
Is it Zakir Ansar, Mia?
Gee.
Gee, mashallah. Mulana, it seems like all these four participants are diehard Radio Islam fans. For them to recognize the voice, it seems like they listen to Radio Islam very often.
Alhamdulillah, and they sounded quite confident in responding to the questions. Now, those were the regular, or what we'll say, weekly presenters who present maybe one or two slots in the week. We now move on to those that have, the weekend slots that have been presenting during the month of Ramadan, during the weekends. So we move on to our next round of clips. Taiba, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Let us go for it. Let me tell you, this clip is slightly longer. It's about 6 to 7 seconds long. So you have a slightly longer time frame to identify who the person in the voice is. Okay, let's go.
And it reflects on your screen, or you send somebody a message rather. You send a message to somebody, right? And it reflects on your screen.
Ahmed,
who, Teba?
Sitaria.
Ahmed Sitaria. Nope. So, no points to Teba on that one.
Yes, let's move on to contestant number two. Muhammad Ilyas, are you ready?
No.
Okay, to fail, you can play the clip.
Was he realized and he now appreciated all what his mommy done for him? And when she told him to eat this morning, during Sehri.
Shakir Bayat.
Okay, let's move on. That is incorrect.
Yes, so that was two were mixed up. The first one, I think, you know what? Let's go through the whole thing and then...
After that we'll announce.
Yes. Okay, we move on to the next one and we have Farooq with us. Farooq, are you ready for us?
Inshallah.
Okay, are you ready for your clip? Here it goes.
So inshallah, the scores will be mainly for the juniors, so the questions are not that difficult. But inshallah, we hope that we'll get a good response from that as well.
Yes.
Time was up.
Okay.
See, no point for that, Brother Farooq Muhammad. And finally, Yumna Patel, are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, to fail, play the clip.
Of your glory and your grandeur, and what that Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi wrote with regard.
Mufti Zubair Bayat.
Mufti Sab, I think I spoke too soon when I said they are the diehard listeners of Radio Islam. Maybe I have to retract my words. None of them getting any points in this round, Mufti Sab.
Yeah, I suppose they're all relieved that they still are equal points. So the first clip that I had posted to Taiba was Shakir Bayat.
Gee, the teenagers program in the month of Ramadan is to come on at 1 p.m. Shakir Bayat.
Well, your one.
The second question we asked Muhammad Ilyas was, the answer was Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. He conducts and hosts Nizam Hour, especially in the month of Ramadan. It used to be from 2:30, or rather 2 till 4:30. And the third clip, Mufti Sab.
Yes, that was Saad Jada, who also hosts the Nizam Hour. They were on the Rihla, visiting various towns, and what a response, alhamdulillah, they've received.
And finally, to Yumna, we asked, the answer was Maulana Ubaidullah Bhoja. On Sunday mornings, he used to conduct the programs, so that was Maulana Ubaidullah Bhoja's voice, not Mufti Zubair Bayat.
Inshallah, we have one more round for them to identify the clips, and this is already on question three. And perhaps, inshallah, we hope that they'll do better in this round, inshallah.
Any tips before we proceed, Mufti Sahib, for the listeners, for the contestants?
Yes.
First one was a regular guest, then we had weekend guests.
Yes, now here we have special guests who had participated in Ramadan. So it may be slightly difficult. Here we're really going to separate the boys from the men, and or the men from the boys, and the ladies from the girls. In this one, these are guests who came on in the month of Ramadan, especially for programs. They don't usually participate. And perhaps, if any of the listeners are out there, and you know who's who's in the clip, and you just like to participate in that way, you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0727861548 for your own interest, if you're able to identify who's the voice. Okay, let's go back to our participants. Taiba, are you there? Okay,
what's the duration of the clip?
The clip is slightly longer than the previous one, so now we have a clip that is a total of about 10 seconds.
Okay.
10 seconds, so it's quite a long clip. Ample time to decipher and to figure out who exactly is in the clip. Let us go with the first one.
That from the age of 12 years, Maulana was particular and punctual, not only on the five daily salah, but on the tahajjud salah as well. So as parents, and I refer to myself as well.
Maulana Yahya Bab?
Nope. Is it Rajman Bilghaib, Mullah?
Early on, we were speaking about taking chances and taking guesses. So we'll know at the end of this competition, Mufti Sahib, who was Rajman Bilghaib, who was going in the
in the dark,
and who knew they were. Let's continue, Mufti Sahib. Let's go to contestant number two, Muhammad Ilyas.
Ji, Maulana.
Are you ready?
Ji.
Okay, you got a tip, isn't?
Okay.
Okay, you'll have 10 seconds also to listen to the voice, and you need to identify within 7 seconds.
Allah.
To fail?
We feel we make our salah, ibadah, we find a woman, alhamdulillah, niqab, hijab, everything. A man, alhamdulillah, big beard and a kurta, he's displaying the sunnah.
Time up
on that one. Okay, we go to Brother Farooq. Brother Farooq, are you there? Brother Farooq? Brother Farooq, assalamu alaikum. Okay, let's see. Brother Farooq, are you there with us? You'll have to just check on that line of Brother Farooq. In the meantime, Mona, you can take Yumna.
Okay, Yumna, are you ready for your question? Okay, let's just indicate to Brother to fail. He's just getting Brother Muhammad Farooq Farooq Muhammad on the line. Okay, let's go with contestant number three, Mufti Sahib. It seems like Farooq Muhammad is back.
Brother Farooq, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we just had a bit of a problem.
I could hear you all the time, Ma.
Yes, Ma, on our side there was.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for us?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
Music has today evolved into an integral part of most people's identity. For far too many people, especially the youth of today, music defines their character.
Furhan Mia.
A nice try. He did come on in previous Ramadans, but not the answer.
Okay,
finally, let's go to Yumna Patel. Yumna, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Tufel, you can play the clip.
It removes pride from an individual and removes haughtiness, so it is a means of removing certain forms of spiritual ailments from an individual. And the last virtue that I will mention today.
I don't know, Maulana.
The correct answer, maybe Mufti Sahib, you can, let's go through the answers. Before we go through the answers regarding question one, someone SMS says that it was Maulana Hassan Rawat. You did ask them to give us the answers, so someone tried and says Maulana Hassan Rawat. But let's go through the answers.
But, Mufti Sahib, we do have some really diehard listeners here, and The one, okay, someone got the one of Mulana Ahmed Akku right, and someone got Mulana Wasim Lahir. Let's go through the answers. The one that I posed to Teba Wadiwala, that was Mulana Ridwan Rawat. He came on with Mulana Habib Babat and on Wednesday evenings between 10 and 11. He's also participated on numerous programs previously on the radio. I remember the first year when I joined the radio about 6 years ago, he had a program on the Suhoor program. So he's been a guest over the years.
See, the second answer was Mulana Wasim Lahir. Mulana Wasim Lahir, also Mulana Habib Babat, was hosting him Friday mornings, and the program was called Pyramid Shift. Was that the name of the program?
Paradigm Shift.
Paradigm Shift, that was the name of the program. Mulana Wasim Lahir used to host, was the guest on the program Friday mornings. Mulana?
Yes, number of people sending their WhatsApp messages, and do continue. And throughout the quiz, I think, if you know the answer, send your name with the message, because we don't have the names stored on our system. Anyway, the third one that was posed to Brother Farooq, that was Mulana Ahmed Akku. He's from Pietermaritzburg, and he's also been a regular guest in this year. And he had a program on Friday evenings, I think it was, yes.
Sure. And finally, the last question we asked Sister Yumna Patel was the voice of Mufti Yusuf Suleiman. Mufti Sab is from Lodium, and he is to host a Zakat Fiqh Q&A program regularly on Thursday evenings. Mufti Yusuf Suleiman has a slot, a Zakat Fiqh and Fiqh Q&A program. Mufti Sab.
Alhamdulillah, that brings us towards the close of what we could term as the first section, the first three questions. We're going to move on to our next three questions now, which will be on general knowledge. We move on to the general knowledge, Mulana. You can begin, Mulana, with the Teba.
Gee, before we proceed to round number two, let's just give the scores, Mufti Sahab. What's the score so far? We posed three questions to four of the participants. All of them are sitting on equal points. That is just one, Mufti Sahab.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, we got off to a good start and looking good at the moment. Everyone looking quite confident. It's now time to test their general knowledge. The next three questions will be on general knowledge. And then we move into the Islamic.
Gee, are you ready, Taiba Wadiwala?
Yes.
Is the line clear?
Gee.
We're going to ask you, next question is general knowledge. It will be, you need to give us an answer, and the time frame will still be 7 seconds, okay?
Gee.
Contestant number one, question one in general knowledge. What is the second largest continent in the world in size?
Africa.
Yes, that is correct.
Mashallah.
Another point coming your way. Mashallah, Taiba, you're sitting on 2 points now.
Muhammad Ilyas? Muhammad Ilyas?
Ji, I'm here.
You're there?
Ji.
Okay, it's the general knowledge category.
Yes.
What is Earth's largest continent by population?
China.
A continent.
Time up
over there. Okay, so the answer to that is Asia.
Chi, contestant number three, Brother Farooq Muhammad, are you ready?
Chi, inshallah.
Is the line clear?
Chi.
The question is, from the world's five oceans, which ocean is the largest?
Pacific Ocean.
Mashallah, you also receive another point, Farooq Muhammad.
Yes, so we have two contestants sitting on 2 points. And we go to Yumna Patel. Yumna, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you ready for the question?
Ji.
Which continent has the most independent countries?
Europe.
Nope, that's not the answer. Annie, you want to take another try just for interest's sake?
South America.
No, it's Africa.
No.
Africa has the most. And you weren't that far off. Actually, Europe has the second most. And I think many people would not know that. Well, you know, I was just sitting with teacher Ahmed Said Mullah, and he brought me a graph, and he showed me that Europe has the second most. And most people would think that it is in Asia, the second most number of countries. But there's a number of small countries in Europe, like considering the Vatican and all the others, that all count as independent countries, and therefore Europe is the second number of has the second most countries.
It's very interesting, Mufti Sahab, these questions that are phrased and these questions that are asked, not only beneficial for the contestants, but even those people that are sitting at home and listening, it increases their general knowledge also with regards to the questions that we are posing.
Binti Qasim sending a message from Benoni and saying, enjoying the finals. Someone saying for the question, Asia, I think that was the correct one. Another listener and sending the one through saying that, Sister Sadia getting the answer and saying it's Mulana Muhammad Banker for Mulana Ahmad Akku's voice.
I've also
received that. I think there's a bit of a similarity there, and I do understand where she's coming from, but that was not the answer that we were expecting.
Mulana, I'm also getting a WhatsApp message from our colleague Mulana Ubaidullah Abuja. He's disappointed that they did not recognize his voice.
We've got to shuffle the slots around slightly so that it seems as though, Mulana, if you just notice, those that come on weekdays, they were able to identify those voices very easily. Mm. Those who come in the night and those who come on the weekends, they weren't able to identify those voices. Anyway, let's move on to the next category. And we now have our proverbs. So we're going to say a portion of a proverb, and you'll complete the rest of it. It's rather easy ones, alhamdulillah. And these are proverbs, the part of the questions every evening, proverbs throughout the month of Ramadan, and the listeners have become accustomed to hearing these proverbs on a daily basis. Taiba, are you ready? Okay. Complete the following proverb. In one ear and?
Out of the other.
MashaAllah. So, Taiba sitting on 3 points at the moment.
Let's go to contestant number two, the week two winner, Muhammad Ilyas. Are you back? How's the line this time?
Super.
Okay, you also need to complete the following proverb. The proverb is as follows. If the cap fits...
Wait.
Gee, I think he just got it within that 7 seconds time frame. Mufti Saab, should we give the points? Was it within the 7 seconds?
Yes, it was within the 7 seconds.
Okay, mashallah, Muhammad Ilyas, you also receive another point.
Okay, Brother Farooq.
Gee, I'm here.
The pen is mightier
than the sword.
Maybe we didn't even need the 7 seconds, alhamdulillah.
Didn't even need the clock. Mashallah, let's move on to contestant number four. Yumna Patel, are you ready?
Che.
Complete the following proverb. Honesty is the
best policy.
MashaAllah, Mufti Saab, they're back in form.
Okay, let's do a tally of the points at the moment, Mullah.
See, Mufti Saab, Taiba Wadiwala got 3 points. Then second contestant is Muhammad Ilyas got 2 points. Third contestant, Farooq Muhammad, is sitting on 3 points with Taiba Wadiwala. And the last participant, that is Yumna Patel, is 2 points. So that means 2 on 2 points and other two, Taiba Wadiwala and Farooq Muhammad, leading the way with 3 points each.
Yes, so there's no unassailable lead. It's neck and neck at the moment. There's still one more category of general knowledge, and then we're going to be moving on to the Islamiyat.
Ji, let's start with contestant number one, Taiba Wadiwala. This is your question number six, also general knowledge category, okay?
Ji.
Are you ready?
Ji.
Which country made the first bullet train?
China.
China is the incorrect answer. The correct answer we were looking for is Japan. Okay.
Okay, Muhammad Ilyas, are you there with us? What is the oldest known city? Which is the world's oldest known city? Damascus is the world's oldest known city. One of my regrets in life is not having the opportunity. You know, there was that Middle East tour that was being offered, and we had the opportunity of going to Syria at some stage, but not to Damascus. And maybe, inshallah, Allah will open it up again one day, and Muslims from around the globe can visit this amazing city.
Yes, why are you saying one of your regrets? Inshallah, you still, Allah give you a long life, and inshallah, you'll still have another opportunity to go and visit that place, inshallah.
It's looking so bleak at the moment with the war. Allah knows best, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the plight.
Inshallah, ameen. Let's move on to contestant number three, Brother Farooq Muhammad. Are you ready?
Inshallah.
What is the world's largest non-polar desert?
Non-polar? Sahara, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you got the answer, but it was too late.
Should have just taken a chance. We just played with a question non-polar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You confused me.
The reason why we had to add non-polar, because technically, the North Pole and the South Pole are also referred to as deserts.
Okay.
So that's why we had to add the word non-polar.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would have been disputed. Anyway, we go on to Yumna. Yumna? Are you there, Yumna?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Which city is also known as the City of Canals?
Amsterdam.
The answer is actually Venice that we are looking for.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You see, the first city with canals is Venice, and Amsterdam also has canals, but this is commonly known as the city with of canals. Referred to across the globe. So, what's our points like, Mara?
Still same, Kisab. No one getting any points in question number 6. We're still sitting on 3-2, 3-2. Tayyiba Wadiwala and Farooq Mohammed are leading with 3 points, and Mohammed Ilyas and Yumna Patel sitting on 2 points each.
Well, we'll take a short break, and we'll come back after that. We have 4 more questions to the Islamiyat that we'll take after the short break.
ابتهج وانسى همومك وفرح وخلك سعيد وانسى همك عيش يومك تلقى فرحك تزيد ابتهج وانسى همومك وفرح وخلك سعيد وانسى همك عيش يومك تلقى فرحك تزيد الفشل هو البداية والنجاح هو الأخير والأمل أحلى حكاية يحيى فيها كل غير الله الفشل هو البداية والنجاح هو الأخير والأمل أحلى حكاية يحيى فيها الكل غير ولا مل أحلى حكاية يحيى فيها الكل غير قول يا هو 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 ابتهج وانسى همومك وفرح وخلك سعيد وانسى همك عيش يومك تلقى فرحك تزيد ابتهج وانسى همومك وفرح وخلك سعيد وانسى همك عيش يومك تلقى فرحك تزيد امسح الدمعة بإيدك وارسم البسمة تدوم لا يهمك من يريدك في أسود ترخي العزوم امسح الدمعة بإيدك وارسم البسمة تدوم لا يهمك من يريدك في يسوع ترخي العزوم لا يهمك من يريدك في يسوع ترخي العزوم
Yes, Moana, the excitement continues, and people are sending their messages through and saying we're really enjoying the finals. Very, very interesting. Yes, one message comes through. Very interesting. Another one says that I knew that answer. Yes, so we're happy that you knew the answer, mashallah. Someone saying, Moana, Bolia, don't feel bad. I recognize your voice, but only after we as listeners could send messages. So alhamdulillah, listeners are identifying the various voices. We have 4 more questions, Ma. So it's not all sealed. Those on 2 points can still come from behind. It's all wide open at this stage. I suppose listeners at this stage, you know, perhaps you can send us a message and tell us, you know, who you're putting your money on.
Yeah,
who
are they supporting this evening?
Who are they supporting this evening? Who will walk away? So we're looking for 2. If we have 2 that are leading, they will automatically go through to the semi-final. So we won't need a sudden death then. But if we need to decide between, you know, all 4 on equal points, or there are 3 on equal points, then we may have to go to the sudden death, Molana.
Chief Mufti Sahab, now we're going into our final category. Maybe some people, they feel that the Islamic category is the stronger field. They'll be able to answer better. So let's see. It's still never over till the fat lady sings. Then only it's over. So let's see. We've still got 4 more questions. And the score so far, Tayyiba Wadiwala sitting on 3 points, Muhammad Ilyas on 2 points, then Farooq Muhammad 3 points, and Yumna Patel 2 points. So that's the score so far, and they have 4 more questions. And all 4 are from this Islamic category.
Okay, the reason why we're posing the questions, we're using the sequence of the weeks. We had 4 finals during the month of Ramadan. And Tayyiba Wadiwala was the winner of week 1. Muhammad Ilyas, the winner of week 2. Farooq Muhammad, the winner of week 3. And Yumna Patel, we're now week four, and therefore we're using that same sequence. If anyone is just wondering, you know, the person getting the first question may be disadvantaged or the one with the last, that is the sequence that we're going by.
But that question doesn't even arise, Mufti Saab. If you look at all the questions are similar on the same platform. So I don't think there's any disadvantage and there's any question with regards to that. Even if you had to answer third one or fourth one, it's all the same. That's what I feel, Mufti Saab.
Yes, we've tried to sort of answer questions that are on the same level. Let us move on, and we're going to be asking questions, and these are questions which we could say are repeat questions from the month of Ramadan. You know, many of these questions may have come up, translation of the surahs, the Surah Fatiha, as well as the last two surahs. So we begin with Taiba. Taiba, you ready?
Sure.
What does the word Al-Mustaqim mean from Surah Fatiha?
The state.
Okay, mashallah. So, what do we move on to? 4 points, Mullah?
4 points for Taiba Wadiwala. Contestant number two, that is Muhammad Ilyas. Are you ready?
Ji, Maulana.
We're also going to ask you from the translation of Surah Fatiha. Are you ready?
Inshallah.
What does the word Al-Alameen mean?
The Rabb.
Alameen does not mean the Rabb. It means the universe.
Okay.
Yeah, I said the Rabb of the universe.
But it was after the gong anyway. Okay, we move on. Brother Farooq?
Yeah, yeah.
What does the word as-sirat mean?
Straight path.
Okay, path.
Path, straight path,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you receive another point. That means Mufti Saab is sitting on 4-4. And finally, Yumna Patel, your translation of Surah Fatiha. Are you ready?
Okay.
What does the word al-dhalin mean?
Those who went astray.
Yes, that is correct. MashaAllah.
So as we stand at the moment, Taiba sitting on 4 points, Muhammad Ilyas on 2 points, Brother Farooq on 4 points, and Yumna on 3 points. We're going to move on now. That was the end of question number 7. We have still 3 more questions to go, and then we'll be deciding who will be moving off to the finals tomorrow evening, inshallah.
Final trips includes Mufti Musaji. It's a trip, educational trip with Brother A.B. Dawji. And the second prize, runners up, what's the prize for that?
5,000 Rand cash. You know, a cash prize. I wonder what will they do with the 5,000 Rand. Lots you can do with it.
But that's not all, Mufti Saab. All these four participants, they have won nothing less than 2,500 Rand already, isn't it?
Yes, Alhamdulillah. And the winnings of the evening already.
So 2,500 Rand was the weekly winners. And then during the days, weekdays, they also won some amount, minimum 300-400 Rand. So everybody here that is participating this evening, they have more than 2,500 Rand already. And they'll be competing tomorrow. Tonight, there's no prizes. But from these four, two will be proceeding to our overall finals, which will be taking place tomorrow just after 9 p.m. And from there, one will be winning a trip, educational trip with Brother A.B. Dawji. And the second one will be receiving 5,000 Rand cash.
Some of the messages coming through, someone saying that wishing brother from Lanesia all the best, you're making us proud, holding the flag of Lanesia. Another one says that supporting Taiba, learnt a lot overall through the Radio Islam programming during the month of Ramadan. Then another one says that my father could identify all the clips.
Subhanallah.
I think we're going to have a special award for that, you know, in future. Thoroughly enjoying the quiz this Ramadan. The Nizam played during the quiz is also very beautiful. Please, the meaning of this, I think you've got to wait for Chef Jad's program for that. The ulama putting so much effort to increase our ilm. And this is from Sister Sajida. Lovely message. Jazakumullah khair for sending all those messages. 072-786-1548. That is the number if you'd like to send through the answer to any of the questions. Well, the next category, you know, you have a 50% chance of a right answer. It's a true and false category. So, you know, you've got to take, if you take a chance, you may just get it right.
Yes, this is all about taking chances. But more than that, to know if you really know these Islamic questions and it is this, regarding Sahaba radiallahu anhum, let's find out how well they know the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Mufti Saab, you mentioned about one listener's father identifying all the questions, all the clips. Why don't we rather have a what you call wild card entry where a random listener is selected and can also ask a question, give a prize away. Once you have prizes, when you give away prizes, then we have more interest from our listeners as well.
Yeah, perhaps we'll consider that next time round, inshallah. Interesting suggestion. Let's go move on to the true and false category. Teba, you ready?
Sure.
It's a true and false, so you'll have ample time with your 7 seconds. And a reminder that we've said that if you do change your answer, your final answer is what we will consider.
Before the 7 seconds.
Or before the 7 seconds clock does elapse. Okay, here we go. Both of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's parents were from the Banu Hashim. True or false?
False.
Time up
on that one.
So 4 points, Muftisab.
What are we sitting on? So she remains
four,
on 4
two,
points.
4-3, G.
Okay.
Yes, let's move on to contestant number 2, Muhammad Ilyas. Are you ready?
Gee,
your question is also true or false. The question is, while Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha was still alive, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had only one other wife. True or false?
That's false.
Is it your final answer?
Oh my, you're creating doubt. Mashallah. He got that one right, so he moves on to 3 points.
Yes.
Yes, getting more and more interesting. Brother Farooq, are you ready for us?
Inshallah.
Okay, here we go. One of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu's kunias, his agnominance, was Abu Turab. True or false?
True.
Yes. So now we have a new leader.
Gee, we have a leader now, Mufti Sab, that is Farooq Muhammad from Lanesia. All the support coming for brother Farooq from Lanesia. But to let our listeners know, also Taiba Wadiwala is also from Lanesia, Mufti Sab.
Yeah, so we have two from Lanesia, one from Centurion and one from Mayfair.
All Gauteng participants.
Alhamdulillah. We've had, I think our last year's winner was from Kinross, from Pumalanga.
And the year before, if I remember well, it was from KZN, Peter Marisburg, I think it was a
yes,
doctor.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dr. Mota. Arshad Mota, I think. Gee, finally, Yumna, are you ready for question number 8?
Gee, inshallah.
It's also true and false. The question is, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred in Rabiul Awwal. True or false?
False.
And what's the correct answer?
Ramadan.
MashaAllah. Muftisab?
Yes, that's really heartwarming to see that the answer is coming through correctly. What do we have now?
See, we have 4-3-5-4.
Okay, so we have Brother Farooq on 5 points taking the lead. And then we have two participants on 4 points. Yumna Patel on 4 as well as Teba Wadiwala on 4. And we have Muhammad Ilyas on 3 points. We have two more questions to go. Yes, two more questions. Question 9 and question 10. And then we'll be announcing who goes through to tomorrow evening's finals.
Gee, question number 9. Are you ready, Tayyiba? Also coming from Islamic category. Tayyiba, are you there?
Hello?
Gee, yeah. Are you there?
Gee.
Okay.
In this category, you simply got to give the answer to the question. It's an open-ended question. You've got to give the answer to it.
There's no multiple choice questions.
Gee.
Are you ready?
Gee.
Promising to present the flag to a man who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also love, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the flag to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. The question is, which battle was this in?
The Battle of Khaybar.
Battle of Khaybar is the correct answer, mashallah. Back into 5 points.
Back, yes, sir. Just, answering and taking the lead or joint on the leading points. And with the one before that having a temporary setback. But back into the flow of things. Muhammad Ilyas, are you ready for us? To where did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send Ali radiallahu anhu as a judge when he was little over 20 years old?
Abyssinia.
Abyssinia. Nope, that's not the answer. The answer is Yemen. So Muhammad Ilyas remains on 3 points.
Gee, contestant number 3, that is Brother Farooq Muhammad. Are you ready? In which battle did Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu take the life of Walid bin Utba?
Battle of Badr.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. That means Brother Farooq Muhammad leading once again with 6 points, Mufti.
Yes, alhamdulillah. So we see he seems to have everything in order, all his ducks in the row this evening, Uncle Brother Farooq. Alhamdulillah, you're doing well.
Shukran.
Alhamdulillah. Is it my turn to pose the next question?
Gee, Mufti Sahib.
Okay, we have Yumna. Yumna, are you ready?
Gee, inshallah.
At the time of which expedition did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in Medina saying, "Oh Ali, do you not wish to be to me like what Harun was to Musa?"
Expedition of Tabuk.
Tabuk, mashallah. That's another point, Yumna. So, what do we have now, Mullah?
Yumna, five. She's also on 5 points, as well as Tayyiba Wadiwala on 5 points. Then we have Farooq Muhammad sitting with 6 points, and Brother Muhammad Ilyas with 3 points.
Yes, yeah, so the potential of a sudden death for that second place in the finals.
See, it depends on how well they do with the last questions, and that will determine everything. But from what it shows, Mufti Sahib, that definitely Brother Farooq Muhammad is at least in a sudden death, if not in the finals.
Yes, so he's got his place
in a sudden death.
In the sudden death, and to the next temporary round, we could say. Anyway, let's see what happens. Here we have a multiple choice, 4 options, so you have a 25% chance of taking a guess. If you take a guess, you'll get a 25% chance. And here's it coming through. Excellent, mind-boggling program. Sister Yumna to win. Someone sending a message through. And you can continue to root for whoever you think is going to win, if it's a family member or it is someone close to you or from your area. Okay, our contestants, are you ready? Teva, are you ready?
Sure.
It's a multiple choice question.
Okay.
The clock will start once I've completed, and all you've got to say is the number. You don't have to repeat. You just say the number of, there'll be 4 options, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you say the number. Okay?
Okay.
During Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's khilafah, 3 major battles took place. Number 1, Jamal Sibfin and Nahawin. Number 2, Jamal Sifin and Nahrawan. Number 3, Jamal Sifin and Hittin. Number 4, Jamal Sifin and Yarmouk.
A
is not the answer. A is Jamal Sifin and Nahawin. The answer is Jamal Sifin and Nahrawan. So, Teba remains on?
5 points.
And that's it, 50%. She closes off on 5 points. Remains to be seen, it may go to a sudden death if Yumna doesn't get her one right.
Mufti Sahib, it's confirmed now that Brother Farooq Muhammad is through to the finals. He will be competing tomorrow evening. And now it will depend on Yumna whether she answers it correctly or not. If she does not get it correct, that means we need to have a sudden death. And what it seems like, Muhammad Ilyas is out also already. So Muhammad Ilyas is out and Farooq Muhammad is in.
Anyway, we give him the chance to answer his question.
Okay, contestant number 2, Muhammad Ilyas, are you ready?
Yes.
Is the line clear, Muhammad Ilyas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu remained Khalifa for 1, 5 days less than 3 years, 2, 3 days less than 5 years, 3, 5 days less than 7 years, and 4, 3 days less than 7 years. What's the correct answer?
Number 3.
Sorry?
Number 3.
Number 3. Musaji, that is incorrect. The correct answer is number 2. Number 2 is 3 days less than 5 years. So the question was, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu remained Khalifa for how long? And the correct answer was number 2, 3 days less than 5 years.
Okay. Now we go to Brother Farooq. Are you there with us?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. To whom did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu say, "I give you the glad tidings that you are going to Jahannam"? Was it the killer of number 1, Talha, number 2, Zubair, number 3, Saad, number 4, Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in?
Number 4.
I saw you were taking a guess on that.
That was difficult.
This was a difficult one. Gee. It was a stumper, that. It was a yorker. In-swinging yorker.
He's got a, he can smile for that because he's already in the finals, Mufti Musadi.
Yeah.
Finally, contestant number four. It's do or die. Or rather, do and it'll be in the finals. If not, then there's sudden death between you and Toiba Wadiwala. Yuna, are you there? Okay, you need to answer correctly in order for you to qualify for our next round that will be taking place tomorrow evening. If not, then you need to have sudden death between Toiba Wadiwala. Okay?
Okay.
Your question. During his Khilafat, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu issued an edict that whoever considers him to be superior to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would receive how many lashes? Number 1, 20. Number 2, 40. Number 3, 80. And number 4, 100.
Number 4.
Number 4, 100.
That's a difficult one, and I see she took a guess.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect, Yumna, and that means, Maulana Mufti Musaji, we need to have sudden death.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, Muhammad Ilyas, are you there with us? Muhammad? Okay, so we'll bid farewell to Muhammad Ilyas, Jazakumullah khair for participating. Also to Brother Farooq, are you there with us?
Yeah.
All the best for tomorrow evening. Same time, same place, inshallah.
Shukran.
Okay, all the best, and you'll be on the finals tomorrow. 50%. You've got your one leg on the plane. Need to get your other leg onto that plane.
It's either 5,000 in cash or the trip with AB Dawji, so you're still a winner.
Either way. Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Shukran.
Jazakumullah khair.
Thanks.
Well, we're going to go for a short break, and when we come back, it's time for the guessing game. When we come to the sudden death, it's all about guesses. Yes, we continue with the finals. We are at the sudden death stage. Well, you know, actually, I feel very bad when it comes to the sudden death because, you know, it's almost like the penalty shootout in a soccer match. It can go anyway. Sometimes the stronger team ends up losing in the penalty shootout. It's a lucky packet, basically.
That is the reality, but on looking on the other side also, we can't fit both these participants in. We just need to have one more winner. So you have to have this. It's very emotional also, Mufti Musaji. Lots of listeners might be thinking also now it's so difficult. By this next question, one will be decided the winner. But like you said, giving a good analogy of sports and soccer, that sometimes a weaker team who's good in penalty shootout, they win, and a stronger team loses out. So that's how it is. That's the name
it's
of the
reality
game.
Of life, yes. Sometimes you have winners, sometimes you have losers. Someone saying we're supporting Teba all the way. Another says Yumna all the way. You can continue sending your messages through 072-786-1548. Teba, are you there with us? Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Are you ready for the sudden death question?
Yes.
Do you know how it works?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you have 7 seconds. You've got to give an answer, a date. Give the correct one if you know it, or anything close to that. And in the end, if any of the two participants do not get the correct one, then we'll have to work on who gets closest to the correct one. Got it?
Chi.
Okay, are you ready?
Chi.
When was the Berlin Wall built?
In the 1900.
1900.
00.
Zero.
1900.
Okay, 1900. Okay, let's move on to contestant number 2, Mufti Musaji.
Yes, go for it.
Okay, are you ready, Yumna?
Inshallah.
Do you have any questions before we proceed?
No.
Okay, your question is, when did the Cold War end?
In 1992.
Mufti Musaji, you're smiling, you got a big smile on your face.
Yeah, so we have a winner that goes through this evening. The Cold War ended in 1991, so she was just 1 year out.
Just 1 year, yes. I think that's the closest answer we can ever get.
Just 1 year. In fact, the other day, JF Kennedy on the weekly finals, Brother Farooq got it right. Teba, well done on getting this far. Unfortunately, you were just 61 years out. The Berlin Wall was built in 1961. Okay, all the best. Jazakumullah khair. You do win your 2,500 rand and the money of the weekly, the daily quiz. So close to almost 3,000 rand. All the best. Jazakumullah khair for participating. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Yumna, well done to you. Yumna, and tomorrow evening with Maulana Kara, perhaps inshallah. The same format. We'll go through it again. And we'll see, possibly, whether you'll be the winner. Jazakallah khair for participating.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Amar Saib. Jazakallah. It was nice sitting in your company. Mashallah, a very good program that we had also. Missed Mulana Kara. What you call quiz without Mulana Kara is also incomplete. So we did miss Mulana Kara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his auntie Janatul Firdaus and grant his family Sabra Jamil. Mufti Sahab, just to mention what our listeners can expect. Next up, we're going to be rerunning the drama stories, the final episode of the drama stories. Maybe you can comment on it before we let you go and your take with regards to the drama stories. You were listening very closely every morning to us slotted out in your program. So we want to hear from your side and what you think of the outcome, what happened at the end. And then after drama stories, Mulana Suleiman Mullah Sahab Damat Barakatum gave a lecture last night in Houghton Masjid with Khatmul Quran, some advices with regards to after Ramadan, what should we be doing after Ramadan. So inshallah we'll be playing out that after the drama stories, and then that's what you can expect for this evening. But before we go, Mufti Musaji, tell us your take on the drama stories. The whole month of Ramadan, you've been listening very closely, commenting daily on a daily basis, and then also your opinion with regards to that, Mufti Musaji.
Yes, it was a really, really interesting storyline, something that a certain segment of the society would identify with, and mostly those in the corporate world. It was, you know, the central themes were around materialism, fraud and corruption, and then also the issue of love coming in and hidden agendas and sibling rivalry, some of the themes. Now, I don't want to talk too much about this final episode because someone may not have listened to it, and you know, they're planning to listen to it for the first time now this evening. So they will hear it for the first time. I don't want to spoil what's going to happen. But I think it's an epic ending, and it's an important lesson that sometimes we feel that we've become very religious and we observe all our rights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that malice in the heart that can drive a person insane and can make a person do really nasty and dreadful things, that is also something that we need to work on, removing that from our hearts and cleansing our hearts. And I think that is the most important lesson that comes from the entire drama. In the end, one person manipulating the lives of so many. She was a victim of circumstances, but then in the end, you know, impacting on so many people's lives and destroying so many people's lives. So while we do excel in our ibadat, it's also time for us to work on our character development so that we become better people for the sake of Allah. In terms of the drama, we've had, I think, five deadly desires, pointless priorities. And then we had the Zindagi one, and there's one that slips my mind now. However, this was the fifth one. This was the fifth one, the title was Prisoner. Alhamdulillah, in terms of feedback, in terms of response from listeners, people have been blown away this time around. They have really enjoyed it and appreciated it. And the script as well as the production, we've been inundated with people sending messages appreciating the narrator, the actors, the production team led by Maulana Pir Ali, and also alhamdulillah, an excellent team effort overall.
Mufti Musaji, I know you're rushing to go home. I'll put you on the spot and ask you the final question before we leave you. Obviously, the drama stories that we played in the month of Ramadan, there's definitely lessons that we take from, and especially Islamic lessons, Islamic morals. Could you perhaps highlight some of the lessons that we can derive from this whole entire drama stories, and what lessons we can take, and how it's informative for us also, as well as educational? And this is the reality of life. Maybe perhaps if you can highlight some of the major themes that were discussed in this drama story, and the Islamic lessons that we take from this, Mufti Musaji?
There were a number of lessons that we could have learned, and I think, you know, what we need to learn foremost from this is with regards to putting ourselves in certain situations, that when you put yourself in a certain situation, you then make yourself vulnerable. And by interacting with the opposite gender, you fall. I think there was two instances where Zainab and Yusuf, they were interacting with each other, and that's how the loves become, you know, the hearts become fond of one another. That is some of the thing, and the Sharia is so complete and comprehensive that it says,
ولا تقربوا الزنا, that you shouldn't be interacting with the opposite gender unnecessarily. So our Sharia is so complete that before even coming to the sin itself, it closes the door miles before, so that you don't get in that to the last point, so the hearts don't become fond, and that you don't have a situation where people are in love. We are told, don't let the genders interact, and do not mix freely, no premarital relations. And that is one of the things that our youth can draw from this, that sometimes, you know, you think that it's just fun at a young age. However, it can come back to haunt you at a later stage, and your heart may not get over that one individual that may have been, you know, your love at a younger age. And that is what we've seen between Zaida and Asif in the drama series, that it came back at some stage. Also, we're living in times of materialism, love for the world, where people are willing to sacrifice everything for the world. Basically, everything else becomes secondary. Someone else's life, someone else's honor, dignity, everything means nothing. All that they think of is building empire, building wealth, and that is really, really bad for us in terms of our spirituality. There's disastrous consequences that we give our entire selves to the world. Yes, we need to live in this world. We need to take benefit from this world. But we cannot live our lives solely for the world. And when you become a victim of materialism, which is one of the isms that we find these days, then, you know, for you to do anything becomes easy after that. And love of this world is one of the root causes of many ills. Because of love of this world, you have a murder that took place, and that was in yesterday's episode. Because of love of this world, you find that people are jealous for one another. Because of love of this world, people are willing to kill. People are willing to neglect, or they get so consumed in it that they end up neglecting their own families. They end up neglecting their rights for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is of any consequences whatsoever. So, these were some of the important lessons that came through. Someone is asking, you know, some of the questions that have come through. Mullah, anything that you'd like to pose?
Why don't we read out some of the SMS that came through before in the last 5 minutes? Inshallah, we'll terminate at 10:30. But a message coming through from Binti Qasim. It says, another question for Mufti Musaji while he's at it. What was the objective of the drama, Mufti Musaji?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that it's difficult to appeal to all segments of society at one time. We have our Islamic programs throughout the year. People listen in, and you could hear from the responses of those to the clips. The people are benefiting undoubtedly. However, we have a large Muslim ummah within South Africa. So even if we have 200,000 listeners, there's still another 2 million out there.
Mm.
And you need a variety of programs, people on different levels. Some people are deeply engrossed in ibadah during the month of Ramadan, and they don't have any time to listen to the radio. And I've met people like that, and we compliment them. And for them, you know, there's no need for the radio station. However, there are those who are deeply immersed in watching series, watching soapies, watching all these things throughout the year. They find it very difficult to engage in ibadah for prolonged periods of time after having performed 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah in the evening. Now, you know, for them to start with a tahajjud or to start with a khatam is difficult. I mean, we all don't have that capacity. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that engage in light-hearted activities to refresh in your mind so that you can then go and engage in you know, higher levels of ibadat after that, so that you are very energetic and enthusiastic in your ibadat. So we have what we could term as edutainment, where there's an element of entertainment in it, in the sense that it's not strictly only an Islamic discussion directly from the Quran or Sunnah. We have real life scenarios that are playing out, and then we're drawing lessons. And the fact is that when you see, you know, I tell you something, it's harmful to have a relationship of zina. There's the message. But we know that, but it doesn't have an impact. But then you hear of a story of someone, how one thing led to the other, and eventually this was the end, where the person lost their life, like in Deadly Desires. Someone losing their life and falling victim to AIDS. Now, in a situation like that, it leaves people understanding that, look, now if I fall into that, this is the end result. It shows them a practical example. So it opens up people's minds, and it appeals to the youth, it appeals to the older people. So that is the objective, to give people the illustration of what potentially could happen if they get caught in these sins, and you know, to teach people the lessons practically as they unfold on a day-to-day basis.
Mufti Saab, while we have last 2 minutes, I know after this you're going to kick me, but I'm going to ask you the final question. Mufti Saab, is there any Sharia laws being compromised while you, the head of Muftis here at Islam, the head of Islamiyat, and everything goes through to you? Is there anything that is compromised as far as Sharia laws are concerned? Any thing that happens that is not in accordance with Sharia?
Yes, when we record, what is important is that we record the males and females separately. And sometimes, you know, the fact is that you may pick it up sometimes where the voices are not in sync, and that's part of the production, but that is simply because we maintain that the men and women are not to mix, so they are recorded separately at the studios. They come and they're given their script, and they then read out their portions. They're told how to, they're coached, and the emotion is put in. And then the men come at one time, the ladies come at another time, and that is the important part, that we record that separately. So, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us. There's obviously going to be certain oversights, and there may be some points of negligence on our side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah overlook all our deficiencies and accept this humble effort.
Jazakallah, Mufti Saab. I think you brought you have explained very well. It have I'm sure that many of our listeners have a clearer picture with regards to drama inshallah. Stories. And inshallah, you have cleared lots of doubts that many listeners might be having. The object why we have the drama stories. You mentioned the reason behind it, and you also mentioned there's no Sharia laws that have been compromised. So inshallah, I hope the listeners now have a better view. And Jazakallah for answering those questions.
Well, where are you going for the Eid Salah tomorrow? Not tomorrow, the next day. You see, I'm really
you want to celebrate Eid tomorrow already, Mufti Musaji. I'll be going normally in Indonesia. We have, mashallah, a huge Eidgah. I think one of the biggest in the country. That's what we hear. Over 25,000. I'm sure you can, agree with me. Last year, this time, you gave the bayan, and I'm sure that must be one of the biggest congregation you ever addressed, Mufti Musaji.
Yes.
About 25,000, that's what we hear. So Maulana Yusuf Wadi and his entire team prepares from months in advance. They have an Eidgah committee that takes care of this. So I'll be going for this Eid Musalla on Nirvana Drive, where our programs manager Maulana Suleiman Rawat will be addressing the congregation this year at 7:40. And before that, we have Hafiz Yusuf Osman, and then we have Qari Ghulam Hafiji, who will be performing the Salah, Eid Salah at 8:15. That's where I'll be heading. And I'm sure you'll be around, or you have a bayan tomorrow, Mufti Musaji?
No, I'll be around, inshallah. Tomorrow evening, the finals, inshallah. So we look forward to that. I'll be listening in most probably, inshallah. So that's where we leave it for now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all your efforts throughout the month of Ramadan. You've been here at the studios after Maghrib, after Isha, also in the mornings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all.
I mean, Jazakallah, it's all team efforts and teamwork. You also come very early in the morning, you work hard, I come later at night. So, mashallah, everyone doing their shares, and that's how we're able to bring this quality on Radio Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us.
Ameen. Taqabbalallahu minna. That's where we leave it for this evening. Jazakumullah khair. We have Tufail, who's done a sterling job with the Hearts Transform. And alhamdulillah, it has appealed to the ulama, it has appealed to one and all. We have Muhammad Ameen, who's been the villain of the drama series. Is he the villain? We're going to discuss that tomorrow morning, inshallah, on Sabah al-Muslim. I'll be back with you. But he's done a wonderful job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walid Bata, always there, always assisting Radio Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and make his voice travel through the far corners of the world, inshallah, that he presents his English anashir, which is something unique and something needed. Yes, well, maybe we can give him just a few moments. Walid, the mic is all yours. Just a few, and you know, we traveled extensively with Hafiz Abu Bakr to Cape Town and to various parts of the country. Midran program, almost 3,000-4,000 that were staying in front. Walid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Unfortunately, I can't wish you Eid Mubarak.
Not
24 hours time.
Inshallah.
Are you okay? You're managing.
Alhamdulillah.
You're in depression that you have to fast one more day.
More blessings if we get to fast another one, eh?
Alhamdulillah. What are you going to present to this evening?
Alhamdulillah, myself and brother Tufail have been working on something for a while. I don't think anybody really knows this, but Tufail has a hidden singing talent. So we're working
man
on something.
Man of many talents, I should say.
Definitely. And so we've worked on something. Just give you a short preview of what's to come. This one is called Guide the Ummah.
Ya Allah, please guide the Ummah back to the days when men were noble, women pure. Oh Allah, Rahman or Rahim, have mercy on mankind, our deeds are weak.
It sounds like a great one with a, you know, a deep meaning to it, and we look forward to when it comes out, inshallah.
Inshallah.
All the best. Anyone you want to give a message, anything you want to say?
Basically, just Eid Mubarak to everyone for tomorrow night, as I won't be on air then. So for tomorrow night, Eid Mubarak to everyone, and I hope I'm in everyone's du'as, and I've been in the whole Ramadan. Just request for du'as from everyone.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Also, not forgetting Uncle Mohsen Abdul Faqir at the reception desk, Mawlana Peer Ali sitting in the production studio. Prama is over. I'm not sure what's he doing in his studio. He's piling up the hours that he wants to take a holiday after Ramadan. Jazakumullah khair. Shaykh Rasool was also here in the studios. I think he's left. May Allah accept from one and all. Until we meet tomorrow morning, I have about 6 or 7 hours to be back at the studios at 6 tomorrow morning. I think I have 8 hours or 7.5 hours. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.